Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. It's Garbled Twistery, and we are in the beginning phases of our Vice Media profiles for the 1816 election. Now, who, I ask, who is VP candidate number two? Why, it's everybody's favorite man of the theater, Robert Goodloe Levitt. I wonder if this VP candidate is gonna be some average Joe. I hope not. His name is too cool and it would be a waste. Whatever. So, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's dad was named Jesse, and his mom was Emily Diana. And our dude was born in Virginia, but moved to the South Carolina Bean when he was like 4. As for schooling, Bobby got schooled at home, but then actually went to school for grammar because that's a really hard thing to homeschool about, you know? When he was 15 years old, he got really into horseback riding with guns. Perfect for joining the Revolutionary War cavalry, and he did. Joseph Gordon-Levitt also started doing the whole staring at land for money thing all through Kentucky and Tennessee. After that, the dude went to freaking Princeton and then studied lawyer stuff because, come on, this is the most stereotypical Founding Father story I've ever freaking heard. So, as soon as he succeeded at the limbo, he went back to South Carolina to do some lawyer stuff, and he got married to some chick named Kathy Carey. They had 4 kids that we know about. Fun times. Now then, why was anybody even considering the dude for Vice Media, What's his resume looking like? Well, he was in the South Carolina Bean House of Reps for like 5 years. Then some guy named Gill died in the Congress, so Joseph Gordon-Levitt replaced that guy in the South Carolina Congress, and everybody liked him so much that he ended up staying there for like 3 whole terms. What did he do, you ask? Well, for half the time, he was the chairman of the House Committee of
The Ends Justifies the Means.
I know. What a cool name, right? He also literally impeached Emily Blunt's great-grandpa, William Blunt. Oh, what was that guy impeached for, you ask? Well, he made some ridiculous land investments with his credit card, and his entire family was straight up in debt. So they tried to get England to take over the Louisiana Territory and New Orleans so they could become merchants and pay back their debt. That's crazy, okay? That's crazy. Quote,
"Oh no, I'm millions of dollars in debt. Nothing a little light treason can't fix," unquote. S.M.H.
Where was I? Oh yeah, Robert Gordon-Levitt moved to Maryland because he wanted to try doing lawyer stuff there. He literally joined an angry mob. Like, there was an angry mob that was angry about 1812 tea sipper people. And then when Rev War II came around, this dude was a major general. He was also on the board of directors of some fancy pants Baltimore Exchange Company or whatever. And Maryland was just like, "This dude's awesome, let's put him in the Senate." And then the whole country was like, "This dude's awesome, let's put him in the big boy Senate." And then 1816 comes around and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's like, "I'm awesome, I'm gonna apply for Vice Media." So yeah. I guess we'll see how Bobby does come election time. If you got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, lemons in the backyard, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting. The suggestion box is open, so come on over if you like that kind of stuff. Anyways, next time, we're checking in on the sassiest man in America, the Judge Judy before Judge Judy, John Marshall. What's he been up to for these past 4 years? Let's find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Emily Diana.